B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and as we cannot do Garbage Pail Kid Ray Lewis for 4 hours.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's do something crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and as we cannot do Garbage Pail Kid Ray Lewis for 4 hours a day.
Although I wish we could.
Man, those things are weird.
So my sister sent my kids some Garbage Pail Kids like this week, and she said, you know, hey, I know that your dad used to collect these. And I looked at some, I'm like, man, even like the 2020 version of them are still a little weird, but the 1980s versions were intense.
Yeah, it was just like deformed kids.
Yep, pretty much.
Or babies, not even kids. All right, Rich, we are helping people through this pandemic through laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rich, what do we have for the people right now?
Well, first, a quick plug for at 8:20, Mike Gorman is going to be joining us. We haven't talked to him. Last time we talked to him, do you remember? He was the first, like, ominous sign that sports was going to not be the same. Remember, it was like when he said, you know, we're thinking that we might have to broadcast. Like, the season hadn't been canceled yet, but he was thinking, we might be doing our broadcast from the studio back here in Burlington, although they've moved since then. And we're like, whoa, and that was big news, and now look what's happened. So we're going to check in on him at 8:20.
Yeah, he was the one who told me not to go to Aruba. I mean, he called me, and he was like, don't go to Aruba. I was kidding this morning, so yeah. He saved me a lot of aggravation.
So he is going to be on with us at 8:20. And in the meantime, let's get to a moment where two of our favorites met each other. When Guy from Machine met Rock and Roll Mike.
Oh, God.
Hello! Welcome to the show! Hello! Boom, boom. Welcome to the show.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That is the guy from Machine. Machine is a club that where
alternative lifestyles usually.
Are they alternative though?
That's a good point.
Are you? Is that fair?
Mm.
Rich at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Anyway, so this guy is a bartender at Machine, and I always say to him, hello.
Yeah, it's going to be a second, sorry.
Okay. And he sings songs, he does everything.
Yeah, he is very excited that he got to talk to Fred again. He's a big fan of
Well, he didn't talk to me, he talked to intern Nick, but intern Nick apparently brings me up. But anyway, so Nick went out there, and he had a picture of David Price, Dennis Eckersley, Steve Lyons, and Jerry Remy. And Jerry Remy and Dennis Eckersley, to be fair, it was their Playgirl photos. And with Steve Lyons, it was him pulling down his pants. And for David Price, it was just him being a dick. So anyway, this is he was asked who he would go on a date with. And here's what we'll begin.
Out of the four, which one would you like to go on a date with?
I would say Jerry.
What would be the perfect date with Jerry?
Lobster. Shrimp. Clams. Oysters. Come to Machine, have some oysters, Jerry.
So this week is Tom Brady's birthday. Did you know that?
Whose birthday?
Tom Brady. You know who Tom Brady is,
right? Oh, yeah.
That's a quarterback time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. Happy birthday to you.
Rock and roll, Mike. Let's just say.
Whoa. What's going on? Yes. A confluence. Dogs and cats are living together. What the hell is going on?
Oh, man.
Rock and roll Mike out of nowhere. Now, did Rock and Roll Mike follow Nick in?
No.
No, Rock and Roll Mike was just hanging out at Machine?
I get a text from Nick last night, and he goes, dude, I was in the middle of interviewing our friend from Machine, and you're never going to guess who once again crashed the interview. Rock and Roll Mike hanging out at Machine.
I heard a story of Rock and Roll Mike. A listener emailed us, and he said that he was taking a group of children on the Freedom Trail, and Rock and Roll Mike was knocking down fences.
I saw that email, too. So Rock and Roll Mike, just in the middle of Nick interviewing our friend from Machine, just comes and, hey, I'm here.
Rock and Roll Mike everywhere.
Happy birthday, Tom Brady. Happy birthday to you.
Rock and roll, Mike. Let's just say, oh, hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
There's no way
he
knows the lyrics to Pour Some Sugar on Me.
I would pay hundreds of dollars to have been right there in that moment, Nick. I just to be there right there.
This is
left,
this is like
Machine,
the faster guy running into the chili guy.
Right. I mean, it's like worlds colliding here. How did this happen?
So he didn't follow you in there, Nick. This is all, he just was hanging out at Machine.
He was hanging out at the Machine, I was about to walk in, and he opens the door. I open the door, and he comes out. I was like, oh,
Rock and Roll Mike's hanging out. And once again, that which seems to be his M.O., when he sees you, he knows you're recording, so he just goes full Rock and Roll Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Not even when he's invited. He just walks right. See, this is, okay. This is, now I got to hear how one reacts to the other.
Oh, yeah. There's two superstars.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Pour some sugar on me. Let me love.
Pour some sugar on me.
Oh, yeah.
Pour some sugar on me. Me, me.
Yeah, Machine.
Pour some sugar on me.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. I'm hot, sticky sweet, from my head to my feet. Yeah, Machine, cut the Machine tonight, 1254 Boston Street, see ya, bye.
My God, Machine!
The duet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? Chemistry immediately.
One starts going, and the other one just jumps right in. I mean, they're an act that needs to go on tour.
Yeah, but he's like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Rock and roll, Mike. This is shine. Oh, hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Hit me like a bomb, 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 bomb.
Does Rock and Roll Mike sleep there? Rock and Roll Mike.
Just so it's the Rock and Roll Mics. It's wherever the music is. You see, here's the music. And Rock
just
and Roll
got two drumsticks.
Hit me like a bomb. Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
He got some drumsticks he just hit on the bar?
I have a feeling that he was at one point in like a metal band.
His voice is all right.
Yeah, it is. And he's like Hardy said, he's in key like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like one of these like professors at MIT that took too much acid and now they're running around. And you can tell that they're talking about quantum physics and stuff. This is a guy, you know, he tried his hand on the strip and had to come back.
Jeez.
Oh, Lord.
I would give anything to have been right there between the two of them. Holy moly.
What a well, we know confluence of factors.
I think someone loves Nick, wherever Nick is.
There is a man by the name of Rock and Roll Mike.
I'm hot, sticky sweet.
Yes, you are.
Pass sugar on me.
I mean, when they just come in together, it's like this is a match made in heaven. It's magical.
I mean, it really is magical.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gorman along with Tom Heinsohn. Welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich should have blasted myself. Same old jokes, even worse than Fred. Man, don't know Dick makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Belger and Mads, brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, your brother close to me.
Puckhead.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and with the absence of NBA basketball, I felt it was a good idea to have our friend Mike Gorman on, a man who convinced me not to go to Aruba, which was a very good decision on his part. A man who saw this coming. If only he was a member of the federal government. A man who saw this coming. Mr. Mike Gorman, you know him from NBC Sports Boston, his the voice of the Boston Celtics. How are you, sir?
Don't know Dick makes me wish I was dead. That's still my favorite line in that one.
That's right. That's right. I don't know Dick.
I haven't heard that in a long time. That was kind of fun to hear again.
Yeah,
should have won. Should have won. That was my favorite out of all of them.
Well, the best part about it is when you played as Tommy Heinsohn answering the phone and there was like a movie from like 1920 playing in the background.
Spencer Tracy at his best in the background, no doubt.
That's exactly it.
Right. Yeah, Angels back with Dirty Faces
showed,
or something.
Back when they would just show a little ankle.
Now, you guys are all in different places now, right?
Yep, yeah. You're all over the place. And how's quarantine life for you, Mike Gorman?
It's very livable. I'm fortunate. Many years ago, we bought a house on a lake up in, it's near Ridgefield, Connecticut, actually. It'd be the closest thing. So you can do a lot of solitary things on a lake. You can kayak, you can fish, you can maintain your social distance, which my wife says I've been doing for 20 years. Anyway, it's very peaceful and serene here, unlike what is going on in the world.
Yeah, is it weird? Like, I mean, your job is essentially on hold, and they continue to have all of these talks about, you know, when they're going to start this up, but nobody really knows. Like, what are you, like, on your side of things, how is it dealing with kind of the stop-start of a league that's trying to figure out just what the hell they're going to do for the end of the season?
Yeah, it's fascinating to hear some of the ideas they're coming up with. The baseball thing in Arizona, that's the first I had heard of that. And quarantining players back and forth on buses, that's certainly an image we never had in Major League Baseball or any other sport. It's just interesting to see what alternatives they come up with. The bottom line, though, guys, as we all know, is the virus is going to determine what happens and what doesn't happen. It's a great exercise for all the sports leagues to try to come up with alternative plans, but it's not as if they can come up with a plan and say, we're going to implement it. Again, the virus is going to tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And that's always been the case.
Would it be strange for, I know you've done Olympic sports from a studio that, you know, when you weren't there, but I would take it if the Celtics season resumed, that you would be there, that you would be doing the broadcast from where they were playing, and that you would be quarantined. Would you, like, how, what would be your feeling be about doing that? Would it be, it would be odd. I'm certain.
Yeah, it would be odd. I would really like to do it because I think, you know, we're all sports fans, and the fact that there was just nothing to watch unless you want to watch a repeat of some game. And it probably was a very good game, whatever sport it was, but I'm not really into watching things I already know the final score. So to be able to provide some live content again would be good. I would really like to be part of that because I think people need that. You only can watch movies, so many bad movies. Actually, that's all I've been doing is watching movies, and they all turn out to be worse than I thought they were when I watched them.
well, the way that it's being the latest that I've heard is for the NBA, I think the latest plan that's been thrown out there is talk of a 5-10 game end to the regular season. Everyone goes to Vegas. It's all in Vegas. Every team goes out there. Same thing. Quarantined hotels, the broadcast crew, the officials, they're all quarantined as well. And it would be an abbreviated version of the playoffs. They're throwing around possibly 5-game series. And since they're all in Vegas, it would be back-to-backs. So there would be, you know, no travel. So there was no need to spread it out. Right. If someone came to you and said, listen, you're going to have to be quarantined for 2.5 months, you still would not have a problem with that if you were stuck in that place having to go back and forth away from everyone for that long.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know how many years I have left of this. I'm not trying to be maudlin here, but I'm doing this. So, yeah, I would like to get back in the game. I won't say enjoy. That's not the right word because it's hard to enjoy anything with everything that's going on. But I would want to be part of that, yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you, the market went crazy yesterday, and it's about to go nuts again today. Someone knows
something.
Yeah,
it's up 800 or something. The futures are up 800 right now.
900.
900, really? Wow.
Yeah, so someone knows something. So, because
the market always tries to, you know, they're all about the market climbing a wall of worry and wanting to be out front all the time ahead of what's happening. Obviously, they think something is going to happen. You know, it's going to be fascinating to see because never before in our lifetime have we seen the whole world united in a single cause. And the brain trust of every country in the world united in a single cause is to try to figure out a way to beat this virus. I mean, that's never happened before. Everybody's been on one side or another or been neutral. Now everybody is in the fight together. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're able to come up with. Hopefully they can come up with something. But until such time as they do, everybody's got to kind of stay in place, I guess.
But it also makes you question the news and how that's delivered. Because I was saying earlier is that China is back at it. Like China is, you know, people are out again. And mm-hmm. The way that it was portrayed on CNN, I don't watch Fox, but the way it was portrayed on CNN was like, ooh, they're out, and look what could happen. And then instead of going, hey, they're out, like, mm-hmm. like people can go out and go to stores again. I think the way that it's interesting to see the way that the media portrays things and just how much they relish in things like this. It's like a weatherman during a blizzard. You know.
Yeah, we're going to find out what people are willing to do, because in China, you know, it's whenever you see this footage now, everybody has a mask on, no matter what they're doing, whether they're working, whether they're walking on the street or whatever. Everybody has a mask on. Life has changed and will change. Our habits will change. Things we do. I think the social distance thing is something that's not going to go away. I think we come to a point sometimes in our society there was too much hugging going on. There was too much of a need to someone you hardly knew that you gave a hug to. Maybe hugs should go back to being special again. So I think some of that
make
stuff
hugs special
continue.
Again. I like that. And of everything that comes out of this, yeah, I don't know you. I know you're like the wife of a friend of mine that I've never met. But I'm not going to hug you. Come on, we don't have that bond yet.
That's seriously, yeah. So maybe that's a campaign we can start.
Yes, make hugs special again.
Well, you know, that, Mike, that's not a sacrifice I'm willing to make. I'm a hugger.
Well, speaking of, like, reaching out for a bad transition, this is one of those times where, you know, everyone's getting calls and people are checking on each other. Who's, like, some of the more interesting people that you have either reached out to or have reached out to you while you've been quarantined?
Lots of my Navy guys. Going back umpteen thousand years, guys I hadn't heard from in 30 or 40 years have checked in. I'm easy to find because of what I do for a living. And so that's been the greatest part. I've had at least a half dozen guys that I hadn't talked to in 40 years show up all of a sudden on either a text message or an email, and catching up with lives. I mean, whole lives have been lived in the time that we have talked, you know, because when you haven't talked to somebody in 30, 40 years, there obviously changes from the last time you were together at a bar in Brunswick, Maine. So that's been the biggest thing for me is the former military guys that I was in with.
Have you reached out to Tommy, or has Tommy reached out to you during this time?
I talked to Tommy about once a week. He's just pulled up with that, you know. It's funny, I called him the other day, Fred, and he picked up the phone, and it was like that music was there again. You know? It's like he's still watching the same movie.
He just watches Casablanca on repeat.
Yeah, well, exactly. But no, he's playing it smart. He's not going outside, hasn't been outside in 2 or 3 weeks. He's got people who bring him food on a regular basis, so... As long as Turner Classic Movies keeps putting Spencer up there, he's in good shape.
So now, any players? Have you been in contact with any of the players?
No, I haven't. I wanted to get in touch with Marcus because I was impressed with what he has done given his situation. But no, everybody's kind of scattered. I talked to the coaches a little bit and talked to some of the front office people who I know, but not so much the players.
Were you tested? Because I know when that plane came in, there was talk about, you know, for Milwaukee, where this all pretty much ended for the Celtics. Right. There was talk that everyone that was part of that crew was tested. Were you one of the people who were tested?
No.
Okay. No. It was just the players then who ended up getting the test.
Pretty much just the players. And once it was determined that the players were clean, with the exception of one, it was pretty much determined that the rest of us who hadn't tested were in, according to the medical people, were in very good shape. And that we were 99% clean, and had shown no symptoms and no reason to think that we had contracted it. So, so I've been going on that. We self-quarantined for 14 days as soon as we landed. But again, given where I came back to, as I look out the window right now, it's like being at camp. I'm like trapped at camp.
Now, you said you watched a bunch of movies. Some stunk, some were good. What you got any? Recommendations?
The Commuter might be the worst movie I've seen in 20 years with Liam Neeson.
Which one?
The Commuter.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even see that one. They all blend in. All those Liam Neeson like action films, they all look just like Taken knockoffs. That one sucked? Yeah.
That I wanted it to be a Taken knockoff, you know, because I could watch Taken 27. I thoroughly enjoy that movie. But no, this is just a bad attempt at it. I tell you what is pretty good is Goliath.
With Billy Bob Thornton. I heard that's a good show.
Yeah, the first year is really good. It drops off second year. I got like three episodes in, and I just don't want to watch anymore. But the first year is terrific. There's a movie that is kind of a find for me. You guys may know about it, Resistance. Do you know that movie?
Who's in it?
With, Resistance with, what's the kid's name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, no, no, no. I can see the front of the
It's all
poster.
About Marcel Mousseau in World War II.
Oh.
It's really a very excellent movie.
Have you watched your friend KG in Uncut Gems?
I did see Uncut Gems, yeah.
What'd you think?
And I did see KG. It was easy for KG because all he had to do was play himself.
That's what I said. He didn't do anything.
I like that movie.
See, I did
people
too.
Seem to be really... Either liked it or hated it. There's no in between.
No, well, you're wrong, Mike, because I am in between. I thought it was fine. That was where I was with it.
Just fine? Just simply fine? I didn't know Adam Sandler had that in him.
No. I thought Sandler was great. I just thought that, and I liked the
ending. The ending blew me away.
Yeah, the ending was great, but because everyone, it's just a massive orgy. At the end of that. So, Mike, did you see the picture I sent to you yesterday? My favorite picture I've ever taken of my children?
Yes, I did. I showed that to my wife. She got a kick out of that.
Yes, it's my daughter flicking off my son while he looks contently and is overjoyed with it. Well, Mike...
I'm going to ask you guys a serious question. How's it been with the kids? Tough? Easy?
Dude, I have to be there. I mean, listen, the schools are doing the best job that they can. I'm not calling out the schools. They are. But, I mean, they get, like, their little class in the morning that's, you know, less than an hour, and then it's up to us to teach them for the rest of the day. And I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Like, I have forgot, like, things that, like, a fifth grader should know, I've completely forgotten how to do. Like fractions and all that. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I'm learning all this stuff and then having to teach it and probably teaching it wrong. It is an all day event because Mary and I both work and we both have to be teachers. I wish they would just end school and just say, okay, the grade you got's the grade you got. We're done. Or pass, fail, or something like that. But no, that's been a pain in the butt out of all the things.
The Newton public schools are pass, fail now. So. They got that going for them. I don't do anything except for I have to play around the world with them because all they want to do is play basketball, but not where we have a hoop in the backyard. I have to take them to an elementary school so because they won't play in the backyard. So I got that going for me. But
what's the most surprising thing?
About the kids?
Reaction of the kids, yeah.
Sometimes, like, randomly, one of them will just start crying. And other days they'll be fine. So, and I've also become very close with my daughter during this whole thing because her friends, I mean, now no one does anything, but she wasn't even allowed to be like the parents of her friends wouldn't even allow them to be like 6 feet away. So she was, she hasn't seen anyone. My son has, but, she hasn't seen anyone. So, I guess if any positive came out of this, that would be the relationship with my daughter has strengthened quite a bit. So
that's a positive, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'll look back, and that will be what I remember.
Rich, are you still on?
Oh, yeah. Positive for me? Dude, I'm a biking machine. I'm riding like the wind. I bike like a couple miles every day, and I don't think that before last year, I'd been on a bike since I was like 11. So that's my thing now. I'm just to get out of the house. I'm forcing myself to go on my bike.
We can't all fish.
Wallach?
Wallach does nothing.
Yeah. Just kind of hang out. No, I'm with Rich. You know, the teaching of the children is very, very difficult. They're online maybe an hour and a half for class in the morning, and then we get assignments too. And my wife is also working full-time from the house, so it's a tough juggling act. It really is.
Well, all parents are to be commended right now. My oldest is in her 30s, so I don't have to worry that much about that aspect of it. But I just – my heart goes out to parents having to, as you say, Fred, assume this job that, you're not really, I wouldn't say you're not really qualified. You're qualified to teach them about life, but you're probably not qualified to teach them about geography.
No, you're not qualified at all. I mean, I can teach them I can teach them stuff, but not anything that they need for school. Swears. That's a big thing for me. And watching a lot of Saved by the Bell for the children. And my son got into Doogie Howser, M.D. So we got all that going.
Real quick, last question. They're replaying a lot of like big games on NBC Sports Boston, like a lot of those playoff games that everyone remember, and you're on obviously all of them. Can you watch yourself, or is it something that I know some people can't watch themselves if they're in a movie or can't listen to themselves if they're on the radio? Are you able to watch yourself, or do you just have to turn it off?
No, it's funny. When this regular season's on and when I'm regularly working, I never watch myself. But, the other day I was flipping around and ESPN had on the Santa Clara, Arizona game, which I did in the NCAA tournament where Steve Nash was a freshman at Santa Clara and they upset, they were 15 and upset number 2, Arizona. I watched that whole game and thoroughly enjoyed the play-by-play guy, who was me. I will watch some of these older games, some of the Paul Pierce, better games that they're put on NBC Sports Boston. Yeah, I will watch those because I'm not watching them to really take notes right now as to what I'm saying. I'm just because usually they're 10, 15 years ago, so I'm interested in seeing what references I used, what the zeitgeist was at the time, and whether or not I integrated it into the broadcast. Long-winded answer to your question. I got to admit, I do watch when I see it's me. And I can tell on Twitter because I'll check on Twitter every once in a while, or it'll pop up, and I'll wake up some morning and they'll say, "You have 55 things to check." And I go, "Oh, what happened last night?" And then I realize they played some game on ESPN or on NBC Sports Boston that people were talking about. So,
Who was on that Arizona team that Santa Clara beat?
Steve Nash.
No. Nash was on Santa Clara. Who was on Arizona?
Chris Mills.
Okay.
Chris Mills.
Okay.
Who had had issues.
Yeah.
I think it was Lute Olson, I think, who I always felt was kind of overrated as a coach.
Yes.
He was the coach of Arizona.
Good recruiter, bad coach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you can't recruit to Arizona, give me a break.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be in Tucson.
Huh? I don't know if Stoudemire was on that team.
I think Damon Stoudemire was on that team.
Stoudemire from North Carolina?
I just remember Nash was this floppy-haired kid. I think he almost had knee pads on in the game. I mean, he looked like a throwback to the 40s or something. And right from the very beginning, he just dominated this game. And, you know, here's this, like, 5'10 wisp of a kid who's just, like, totally dominating the game from start to finish. It was really that's what made it so exciting, was the fact that it wasn't like there was some 6'8 guy, 6'9 European guy was a big star for Santa Clara. This was just this kid who wanted to be a soccer player. Didn't really want to be a basketball player.
Yeah, he's Canadian. So what are you going to do? All right. Well, listen, enjoy your Walden Pond experience while we all rot in the suburbs.
I'd say come visit, but they won't let you out. You're not supposed to be driving around for stuff like that, right?
No,
I could drive
up there. The door is always open to you guys. You know,
I could drive up there. Things can't stop me.
But okay,
but then you'll be compromised because I'll have children with me. All right. Well, listen, Mike Gorman.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. The golf course is closed, even though I'm still paying for it. But listen.
I know that. I just looked at my bill today. It's 60 days overdue, and I sent back a note that said, so are you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right. I like that I'm paying for something that I can't use. All right.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Gorman, it's always a pleasure. I think everyone's excited to hear your voice again. Enjoy your time. It sounds like you have the best situation for it in terms of time and place. So we do appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we'll talk soon when basketball is back and going on.
All right, thanks. Miss you guys. Be well.
All right, buddy. Thanks. All right, so we'll be right back here at the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I hope football's able to start. I hope baseball can get to play a little bit. I hope basketball can maybe do their playoffs. I mean, hey, I have no interests or anything other than I want what's good for the country.
What about the U.S.
A lot of people are tired.
Many times.
Yeah, a lot of people are tired of looking at games that are 5 years old. I looked the other day. I saw somebody. I said, wow, he looks great. I forgot. I said, oh, that was 9 years ago. I said, he's really in great shape. Well, not in great shape now, but he was in great shape then.
Five, the sports that were Toucher and Rich, real quick. It sucks if you die right now because no one can go to your funeral. And so there was a virtual Shiva for this, a friend of mine from high school's dad. And it was yesterday, I went to the virtual Shiva, which, Rich, do you know what a Shiva is?
Is that kind of like a, where you memorialize someone who had died? Is that what it
is? It's a very prolonged situation of days where the Jewish religion, you have to sit at a house. And so, this is a virtual Shiva. So I'm there and, they have a picture of the guy who died and, you know, his son is 45 years old that, my daughter goes, why is there a picture of you on the screen? She thought I was the 70-year-old man, 75-year-old man that had died. Oh. She didn't realize the person had died. She thought it was me because he had a gray beard and was bald with glasses. So she assumed it was me.
Okay. Now, how long do you have to mourn online at a online show?
I did an hour.
Okay. So basically it's like a virtual wake.
It's a wake that lasts 7 days. Right, John? Yeah. Seven days.
It's supposed to be a seven-day mourning period. It's usually it's a weekend. I've been to Shivas where it's you know, there are 2 days and a weekend afterwards. I've never been there a full seven-day period.
No, I don't think that you're supposed to. Yeah. But you bring food.
Right, and then that's the thing, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You bring food and then you sit Shiva. You don't go every day, but yeah, it's 7 days. So there was, but it sucks for the guy because it sucks for the family because, I mean, imagine having to do it, like your dad dies and then you got to go do like some virtual Shiva.
Oh, yeah.
Can bring food.
Well, that's been one of the main things that I've been telling, like, my mother. I've been like, hey, listen, you know, you need to stay indoors because if you get sick, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come and help you. So just make sure you stay indoors. And she's been very good. She's been very good about all this. Yeah. But, you know, we've been doing the Zooms and, you know, the FaceTimes and all that stuff. So to keep him from all going, you know, getting lonely.
Well, listen, that's amazing that they know how to do that. If I asked my parents to FaceTime, they would end up blowing up the internet.
No, there's a whole lot of, do I press this? Hang on. Yeah, this isn't working. Do I do this? Oh, it takes like 15 minutes.
I told you I tried to get Google Maps on my mom's phone. She had like an iPhone 1. Mm-hmm. like 2 years ago, and I tried to get Google Maps, and it like destroyed the phone, and she just started sobbing. She started sobbing. She was like out of her mind, just sobbing like an idiot. Because I'm like, Mom, this thing doesn't have enough information load. See, I don't know what I'm talking about. Information load. Just call me Gates. Just call me Gates.
Oh, well, don't worry. This is all going to be over soon. It depends who you listen to. But, you know, you said this morning, the market's doing better. That's good. I think that the fact that I keep mentioning it, but it's huge news, is that Massachusetts has their first drive-through thing in Lowell where you can get a 14-minute coronavirus test where they tell you within 14 minutes whether it's positive or negative. Apparently, at this Showcase Cinemas parking lot in Lowell, there's going to be like upwards of 1,000 people they're able to crank through. It's free. But, I mean, that's huge because that's what all these other countries did in mass to be able to flatten the curve. And if as long as these things keep popping up everywhere and you just there's not just one in Lowell and that's it, this is the key to getting sports and everything
back
to normal.
I actually think the kids are going to be able to go back to school, but this is
No. That's the one thing they won't do. They will not go back to school.
I think that they will, but we can disagree on that. This is global market surge higher on coronavirus optimism. So someone knows something, like I've been saying. It's up 1,500 yesterday, and in about 9 minutes, it's going to blow up about 900 points. So someone knows something, because if you don't think that this country is run by billionaires, then I got a bridge to sell you.
Well, what's also happened that's kind of given people a little bit of hope, even though this is kind of artificial hope, you know, after all these leagues met with the president this past week and all the sports leagues, it sounds like now all of a sudden everyone's got this big plan. First of all, you know, at least the PGA came out and like gave you a schedule. Like they moved everything. Like I guess August 6th is going to be the Ryder Cup. I guess that the tour would resume as of now if everything continues the way it is, mid-June with no fans at Memorial. And then you've got the Ryder Cup September, the U.S. Open on September 17th, and then the Masters would be moved to November 9th. And then you've got, of course, baseball saying that they want to do this thing in Arizona where everyone is quarantined. Who knows if that will work? NHL wants to go to Medicine Hat or somewhere, you know, North Dakota.
Fargo, North Dakota, damn it.
That's right. And do something up there. And I think New Hampshire might be part of it where they're
Manchester,
all quarantined.
Yep.
But out of all of the leagues that have come out with plans, none are more bat crap insane than what Dana White of the UFC has come up with. Jeez. A little thing called Fight Island.
So I locked this venue up for 2 months. I have this venue for 2 months. I'm setting up shop here. We're going to be pumping out fights every week.
Wow.
I am also, I'm a day or two away from securing a private island. I have a private island that I've secured. We're getting the infrastructure put in now. So I'm going to start doing the international fights too with international fighters. Because I won't be able to get international fighters, all of them, into the U.S. So I have a private island. I'm going to start flying them all into the private island and doing international fights from there. So as of April 18th, the UFC is back up and running.
It's the fire fest of the fight game. He's going to have his own private island for fights.
It's so dumb. Is anyone going to watch that?
Yeah. No. Of course. Here's what he has to do. If he wants to get any kind of money from this, he needs to get it on like ESPN and not pay-per-view. Because especially during the time when there's like unemployment, as you said, through the roof, you can't be asking people to pay a ton of money. And also, ESPN is desperate for content. So see if there's any way you can shift it to a channel like that. And then, yes, you will absolutely have tons of people watching it if it's the only thing going right now.
Yeah.
Fight Island.
Yeah, Fight Island. It's there's no rules on Fight Island. It's just sexy people. They should make it like Temptation Island, where they get couples and then they. By the way, I talked to someone. Forget it. I'm all over the place. I'm scattered. I talked to someone that. Forget it. Just forget it. Forget
okay.
it.
Two false starts there.
I talked to someone that was at Diener's, not Diener, the girl from Jersey Shore's wedding, the one that they're going to play on Thursday, and Angelina's wedding. And her husband represents Angelina and has helped Ronnie in a battery case. So just know that.
Okay.
I just thought of
it. All right.
Now you know I didn't want to say it. Because she was at Angelina's wedding, and apparently all hell broke loose. Okay. And it's not fake. So the girls were very mean. The bridesmaids were very mean at the wedding. And that's all I got to say. Listen, I did Garbage Bill Kid Ray Lewis today. I think I've done my job. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Will Brinson. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Backstage.
KeithUrbanCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.